Macmillan Audio presents How Stella Saved the Farm, a tale about making innovation happen by Vijay Govindarajan and Chris Trimble. Read by Ari Fliakos. Preface. The power of the fable as a teaching tool has been proven throughout the ages. If you grew up in the Western world, for example, you probably remember well the childhood lessons of Aesop's fables, such as The Tortoise and the Hare and The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Fables can be as powerful for adults as they are for young people. In fact, two such fables helped inspire this book. George Orwell's classic Animal Farm illuminated the hidden dangers of communism, and John Cotter's fable Our Iceberg is Melting embedded principles for change management within a delightful tale about a colony of penguins. We have used How Stella Saved the Farm with audiences ranging from senior executives to frontline employees to graduate students. We have seen that storytelling works. It catalyzes the learning process, it cuts through complexities and details, and it invites lively, insightful discussion. We have found that we are able to cover more ground in 3 hours with an audience that has read Stella than in a full day with an audience that has not. How Stella Saved the Farm is grounded in over a decade of research. The story is a composite of dozens of innovation initiatives we have observed in established organizations. In pilot programs with early readers, several participants told us they thought the book must have been based on their own companies. That's how we knew Stella was doing its job. Our intent in this book is to focus on a handful of the most fundamental principles for managing an innovation initiative, not to thoroughly examine the subject. For readers looking for a more complete and traditional treatment, we suggest The Other Side of Innovation, Solving the Execution Challenge, Harvard Business Review Press, 2010. That book is based on the same research as this book, but it offers in-depth recommendations, comprehensive analysis, and numerous real-world examples of innovation inside recognizable companies like IBM, BMW, and Deere & Company. But honestly, you'll get more out of The Other Side if you read Stella first. You'll just need to be able to withstand the fun of a narrative that is lighthearted in tone despite its serious intent. Prologue. The airline announced the final boarding call, and Stella gave Alejandro one last hug. She leaned into his strong body and nuzzled his long neck. Finally, she turned and walked toward the gate. How had this happened? Stella had hoped to fall in love someday, but she hardly expected it to happen so soon. Stella had high aspirations, and she didn't regard getting swept off her feet as an aspiration at all. Only a few months earlier, she had graduated from school with the firm expectation that she would change the world. Of course, she wasn't sure exactly how she would change the world, but she was eager to get going. Working for her family's substantial farming operation, gaining real-world experience, and building skills for the future. Stella's mother, hardly a type A like Stella, had offered some parental advice. "You have the rest of your life to work," she told her daughter. "And work's not all it's cracked up to be. See the world first. Enjoy yourself." So Stella had postponed her career plans. She had purchased a backpack, a discount airline ticket, and a guidebook. Peru on $10 per day. She was prepared to rough it, with one exception. There was no way she would let go of her BlackBerry. She started her trip in the mountains, hiking the Inca Trail. She made friends with other backpackers from around the world, intoxicated by their unusual backgrounds, interests, and perspectives. One day, she made the difficult ascent to Machu Picchu, the famous Inca ruin. A thick mist had settled over the summit. Stella took a break, resting on a rock. That's when Alejandro appeared through the fog. "Care for a cherry lifesaver?" he offered. Stella looked up, way up, to make eye contact. Alejandro was tall. He was handsome. Like the country of Peru itself, he seemed so exotic.
"Sure, have a seat," she invited.
For the next few months, they traveled together, Stella discovering a foreign world, Alejandro exploring